Uncle Josh at the Bug House.
Well, sir, long last fall, I was going down to the county seat to attend court, and nothing would do old Jim Lawson, but he must go along. He said there wasn't much doing around him, and he'd go down to the county seat with me, and maybe he could get a job on the jury, being as how I had a job being a witness. Well, we got down there, and I said to Jim, why are we going to stop at? And Jim said, well, I don't know. I ain't been down here in quite a spell, but I got a friend over here who's got a hotel. His name is Bug. Let's go over to the Bug House. Nice. Jim was just crazy to get into the Bug House. Well, we went over there, and Jim introduced me to Mr. Bug and Lady Bug and Miss Bug and all of the little bugs. Well, they showed us up to a room, made us comfortable, and Jim got to looking around, and he said, that's a pretty good bed, Bug. Well, it was just a little mite chilly for that early in the fall, and I said, I guess we'll have to have a little fire, Bug. Well, after that, we went down to the dining room to eat supper, and we got to eating, and Jim said, I'm pretty hungry, so I guess I'll have to have another potato, Bug. I told him I was a little thirsty, and he could give me a glass of water, Bug. Well, after supper, Bug was out in the yard chopping kindling for the next morning, and up come a thunderstorm, and it got the thundering and lightning, and Jim went up and said, I guess you better come in, or you will get struck by lightning, Bug. Well, Bug, he took a tumble, Bug did, and come into the house, and we sat around till bedtime, and then went up to bed. Well, I heard a noise out in the hall, and I looked out, and gosh, there was the hired girl kissing Bug. I just come to the conclusion that he was a pretty sly old Bug. Well, next morning I went over to the courthouse and they put me on the witness stand, but the lawyer said he couldn't accept my testimony because he heard I had just got out of the Bug House. Well, I got ready to go back home, and I went over to the hotel after Jim, and the sheriff was there, and he said Jim had been drinking a lot of Bug juice and carrying on, and the way he was cutting up, he guessed he would have to keep him in the Bug House.